This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients.
So, Brie, I remember this one time I was in a bike race around Tucson, and I wasn't paying attention. We were riding down 4th Avenue, and there's railroad tracks, like streetcar tracks, and my bike's tire like went and wedged in to the railroad tracks,
no!
And I totally fell down and just like skinned my hands, everything. Ugh. I had nothing with me, nothing at all. And it's that times where you want a first aid product and you have nothing. And Active Skin Repair utilizes a molecule called hypochlorous acid. When applied to the skin, the molecule works by mimicking the natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support healing. I've used it on my son's mosquito bites, and I wish I would have had it the time I totally scraped up my hands.
Oh, I hear you. Like whenever I go paddleboarding, kayaking, I'm always trying to find something that is like an all-in-one that I can take with me. And Active Skin Repair could be used like that. It can be used to treat cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, which makes it suitable for all skin types, all parts of the body, like eczema, and acne-prone skin, all of that.
With over 500,000 happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and ingredients so safe and clean they can be used from the youngest member of the family to the oldest, you now have one simple solution for all of your family's skin health needs. Visit www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and to get 20% off your order. Use code NOGUILT. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom podcast. I am your host, Joanne Crowd, and I am here with another No Guilt Mom win. They're some of my favorite episodes to do because this is where you get to hear something that you're possibly struggling with right now and hear how a mom just like you fixed it. And I'm so excited to introduce you to Rachel, one of our Balance VIP members. And she really struggled with her son and bedtime. And I know that her story is going to inspire you and motivate you to try some things as well. So welcome, Rachel, to the podcast.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So you've been in Balance VIP for a while, and I remember when you brought this question to one of our coaching calls with your son and bedtime. Can you describe a little bit about what was going on?
Okay, so my son has a really hard time with bedtime, and it would be time for him to go into his room. It would turn into this huge power struggle, and we'd get him into his room, but then he wouldn't stay in his room, and we would fight all the time, like, go back to your room, almost all night until he'd either fall asleep or we'd go to our room. So.
And this was making like a lot of tension too, because you didn't have any downtime, I remember, and your husband and you didn't have any time to spend with each other because it was all fighting about bedtime.
Yes. Yep. We were constantly being interrupted by our son.
What kind of things did you try before the coaching call with your son in bedtime?
We tried punishments mainly. We tried taking away screen time. We tried taking away other privileges. We unfortunately yelled at him and scolded him, and nothing worked.
And that yelling is something that, I mean, we reach this point of frustration as parents, and it doesn't come out any other way but the yell. And we feel horrible. Like, I feel horrible if I ever lose my cool around my kids.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah.
What did you then start trying after our call in Balance?
So after our call, we reversed it, and we rewarded him so that he could earn screen time by staying in his room after his bedtime had started. And at the same time, we got a device that helps track his routines and tracks points for him. So we use that to track his rewards.
What's the device called?
It's called the Goalie app.
Although I don't think I've heard of the Goalie app.
Very helpful, especially for people with neurodivergent tendencies. So
how did it work for him when he was using the Goalie app? How did you set it up?
So we set it up so that he would get 1 free hour of screen time each day. And then by staying in his room after bedtime, he earned enough points to get another hour of screen time. And basically in the app, I would just record whether or not he stayed in his room, and that would add the points to his point bank. So, and then he also had other ways he could earn points if he wanted more screen time, or we had other rewards he could earn with his points as well.
What did he think of it when you first presented this idea to him?
His eyes lit up. It was amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. So he was super excited.
Yeah, he was. He was super excited about it. And that very night, he stayed in his room and he didn't interrupt us or come out of his room. So it was great.
Is this still going on right now, or did it start really strong and then kind of taper off?
It started really strong and then tapered off a little bit. We're going through a lot of changes with school right now, and I'm transitioning from homeschool to enrolling in school. So we're practicing having to go to bed earlier and getting up with an alarm clock.
Hard to learn, even for some adults, getting up with that alarm clock.
Right. But the one thing that I've kept consistent is I've tried to avoid taking things away, and I've tried to turn it around and give him rewards so that he's earning rewards instead. And that has helped so much. The power struggles have gone down, not just at bedtime, but in all areas of our parenting. That's been super helpful.
And I think it's good to note, because a lot of people do start on a behavior system or something new with behavior, and they do see a strong thing at first, and then it tapers off, which is the natural progression of things. But I know when you sometimes see that taper, you think, oh, this isn't working anymore, or I'm not doing it. So I wanted to point that out, because it is very natural. And also with his rewards, they're very controlled by him and what he does. It's not a judgment call on you or your husband for, like, if he stays in his room or if he doesn't stay in his room. He has total control over it.
Yeah. And I think that's been super helpful for him. Gives him that power that he needs over his own life.
What does he say about it now and earning rewards?
He's interesting. He loves it. His favorite reward, obviously, is screen time. And so he will do just about anything to earn points and get more screen time. And he likes being able to redeem his points. Like with the app, he can go in and cash in his points by himself. And so he likes being able to do that as well.
So it's still fun. It's still like a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is awesome. Oh, how good is it when we can make bedtime a game and get to bedtime something fun instead of something to fight against?
Yes.
How are you feeling now that you don't have the power struggles at bedtime?
So much relief. And, you know, to be able to just have that time with my husband, or to even just go to bed early if I need to, has been so helpful. And I've noticed a shift in my own attitude as well, like being able to stay calm, even in the midst of all the button pushing that kids tend to do. I'm much more equipped to stay calm in those situations because I'm well rested and because I'm getting that little bit of time to myself without that power struggle.
It's amazing what it does. And I mean, I tell people a lot, lack of sleep is used as a torture device for a reason, because it has such an impact on our body and our moods. So when we get it, it's amazing. I want to say night and day, but I'm like, that's leaning a little too far into the sleep. It's like going for puns there, you know? So I love your story, Rachel, because it shows how you went from using punishment in like a punitive form of trying to get your child to stay in his room to something that's really controlled by him and that he is personally motivated for, and finding what he is personally motivated for, because it doesn't work for everyone. Rewards are different for every single child.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm seeing that with my daughter. She's motivated by other things. It's so worth reaching out and figuring out and taking the time to study the child and figure out what makes them tick. But honestly, I think the biggest shift in my mindset was going from punishment to reward and giving him that control.
That is awesome. And I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. And I'll talk to you really soon.
Thank you.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. Well, you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.